Genesis 35. And God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto the God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. And Jacob said to his household, and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and cleanse yourselves, and change your garments, and we will arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar to the God that answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way that I went. And they gave to Jacob all the strange gods that were in their hand, and the rings that were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the terebinth that is by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. And Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Bethel, because there God had appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. And Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel, under the oak, and the name of it was called Allon Bechuth. And God appeared to Jacob again after he had come from Paddan Aram, and blessed him. And God said to him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not henceforth be called Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said to him, I am the Almighty God. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land that I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he had talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had talked with him, a pillar of stone, and poured on it a drink offering, and poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place where God had talked with him Beth-El. And they journeyed from Beth-El, and there was yet a certain distance to come to Ephrath when Rachel travailed in childbirth, and it went hard with her in her childbearing. And it came to pass, when it went hard with her in her childbearing, that the midwife said to her, Fear not, for this also is a son for thee. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died, and was buried on the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob erected a pillar upon her grave. That is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. And Israel journeyed, and spread his tent on the other side of Migdal Eder. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine. And Israel heard of it. And the sons of Jacob were 12, the sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, Dan, and Naphtali, and the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, Gad, and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob that were born to him in Paddan Aram. And Jacob came to Isaac his father, to Mamre, to Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham had sojourned, and Isaac. And the days of Isaac were 180 years, and Isaac expired and died, and was gathered to his peoples, old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.